What is working?
A lot of things are working.
What's working in my town?
Is anything working?
I think it's working.
What's working in Michigan?
Some things are working.
Recently, the Michigan ACLU and the Michigan Campaign for Justice produced a report profiling 13 men who spent time in prison, even though there was evidence they were innocent. It's estimated that 1,500 people currently in Michigan prisons are wrongfully convicted. David Moran is co-director of the Michigan Innocence Clinic. That's a group of students at the University of Michigan Law School that works to overturn the sentences of people who are wrongfully convicted. Professor Moran is with me in the studio. David, why do wrongful convictions happen?
Well, what we've learned from 20 years of DNA exonerations is the same causes happen over and over again. Bad eyewitness identification procedures, coercive interrogations leading to false confessions. In half of the DNA exonerations, bad forensics, police and prosecutorial misconduct, the over-reliance on informants. And the cause I think is the biggest one in Michigan is bad defense lawyering at the trial level. Michigan happens to have one of the very worst systems, and there's no question that in Michigan that is the leading cause.
What are the effects of wrongful convictions on the state of Michigan?
Well, they're devastating. First of all, just fiscally, it's very expensive to wrongfully convict someone. It costs about $30,000 a year to wrongfully incarcerate someone. And so if we extrapolate those numbers, 1,500 wrongful convictions in Michigan, 1,500 people currently serving, that would be about $45 million per year just in corrections costs. Some of these people, when they are exonerated, will be entitled to compensation. Michigan doesn't have a compensation bill. It should. But that means that they have to file lawsuits. And some of these lawsuits will collect millions of dollars that ultimately the taxpayers have to pay. They're the indirect costs because the families of the wrongfully convicted have to fend for themselves, and they often end up on state support. And probably the greatest cost is that when you send the wrong person to prison, you very often leave the real perpetrator out, and the real perpetrator, having been emboldened by getting away with it, is likely to commit more crimes. And so in the five cases that we've won in the Innocence Clinic since we opened in January 2009, in four of those five, are the evidence we found that exonerated our clients also pointed to the real perpetrators. And those people, we believe, committed at least six murders, a carjacking, and other crimes.
What are you doing at the Innocence Clinic to deal with these problems?
Our plan is gradually to do more and more work to advocate for reform. Part of the idea of an innocence clinic is that we don't exonerate people quietly. And so a big part of our mission is to publicize these cases and explain what went wrong and then use them as tools to try and convince policymakers and the public that these same mistakes shouldn't be made in the future.
And what else can be done besides the work that you're doing?
I think the work that is being done, first of all, by the Campaign for Justice to Improve Indigent Defense Reform, but also the State Bar has appointed some committees that are working on some of the other issues. A task force has been working on the issue of coerced and false confessions and has done a pilot project in Jackson County that shows that there is no cost to the police in requiring that custodial interrogations be videotaped. In fact, it actually improves the conviction rate because when the confession is on video, everyone sees it, and there's usually not even a trial. And the State Bar Task Force, I understand, is looking now at eyewitness identification procedures, and I hope that that will also lead to legislation, and Michigan will join a growing number of states that now require that eyewitness identification be done correctly.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
David Moran is the co-director of the Innocence Clinic.